It's funny, when I graduated from FES, I had a colleague who studied eco-depression and the whole concept of actually trying to grapple with the world's environmental issues and how could you possibly solve it one individual at a time. So I think the key is to find your passion in whatever you do, because that's what you'll have at the end of the day left when you're totally exhausted and the community's screaming at you and everyone's upset. I think there's this belief that you are doing the right thing, and I think whatever that is, you've got to find it, because that'll always keep you going. And again, it's like, you know, some of these jobs are not perfect and they don't pay a lot, but what the passion that you bring to your new jobs or your career, your communities will inspire others. I think it becomes contagious, I hope, and that the movement becomes bigger and more things get solved.
Okay, great, thank you. Colleen?
In terms of starting out, I just think from my perspective at the TRCA, so many people that are now working full-time began as volunteers or interns, and so those are good ways to get in and to meet people and to show that you are passionate, but also you know, focused, and you don't have to address all the issues, and we all know there are so many issues, but to find the one or two that you feel you have an exceptional skill at conquering or working towards solutions. So that would be one suggestion.
Well, first off, I would request that Han doesn't go first because he stole my answer in the future. But really, I guess just to add to the, like, it is absolutely essential to know what your passion is and to be following it. And if I could just add a layer to that of have solutions as part of your passion, not just problems. It can be a bit intoxicating to think of all the problems and just get really angry and then want to go out and do something, but you have no idea what it is. So start to think about what that something is and hold on to that as part of your passion.
Well, I guess I have to say just about the same thing. I think finding what you love to do is really one of the most important things in life. And if your passion is for the environment, you know, sometimes clarity of vision takes a while to get, but if you can manage to find it, it makes life so much more enjoyable. And as I said, I found it a little bit late in life, but I wake up every day just loving what I'm about to do during the day and take great pride in every little bit of accomplishment that we can get, and sometimes we measure it in millimeters and sometimes in larger measurements, but just try and find that passion. It's a bit of an art and a little bit of science in terms of finding that passion, and we've been helping people try and find their passion actually since 2001. I'd had some background in working with young people. I spent some time in the music industry and did a lot of helping individuals find places in that industry, and then later did some work with entrepreneurs, helping entrepreneurs find their passion. And we've kind of taken some of all those elements and put it into a program at Windfall. For us, it's all about building the core of environmentalism in the province and helping people find their passion in this area. So don't be frustrated if it doesn't come all at once, but look for it and find it and stay with it. And if you're given choices between your passion and the money, well, my advice would be to go for the passion, and the money will find you.
Tough group to follow here. I would agree on find something you're interested in doing. If you're passionate about it, so much the better, but at least be interested in it, because that will keep you coming back to work every day. Even when you have frustrations with the bureaucracy and all of the other things. In terms of starting out, try to get either volunteer positions, special projects, summer jobs in the field that you're interested in, and don't let them just stick you into a closet and do filing work, and try to push for a little bit of what the office does and what the people in the group do. When I've had summer students, when I've hired students in co-ops, I've always made sure to take them around, introduce them to the groups, take them out in the field, expose them to as much work that we do as possible, so that you get the big range of activities. The government's a big place, even the Ministry of Environment is a big place. There are a lot of opportunities from field work to technical work, to engineering work. There's policy development, there's program work. There's a huge range of work that's available, and there are places to start. Government isn't for everybody, I recognize that. There are a lot of environmental consultants out there. Conservation authorities are great places to get work experience and find a career. We work very closely with a lot of conservation authorities. Municipalities also are developing big environmental departments these days as well. So there's a lot more available now in the environmental or green career field than there was when I graduated. So I think you need to figure out what it is you want to do, the type of employer that you want to work for, and then just work towards getting that background and that experience and going for it.